America's healthcare, one American at a time.
Arm's Length Reporting for investors who want the whole story. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Hey, welcome back. You're listening to the weekend edition of the Corlin Economics Report. I'm Al Corlin, and I appreciate you joining me in this particular section. Well, actually, on the show, we're dealing more and more with companies, and we're going to start out the second hour with Roger Wiegand talking about a couple of companies, actually a couple of companies that Roger introduced me to, and they are International Tower Hill Mines and Corvus Gold Corp. Now, interest of full disclosure, both of these companies are sponsors on our website, number one. That means if you want to get more information on either one of these companies, you can by simply clicking on their banner. Number two, as I announced 2 weeks ago, 3 days prior to actually doing it, I did purchase shares in Corvus Gold. I bought the stock at 54 cents. Today it's trading at 65 cents. I like both of these companies a lot, and I'm going to tell you why. But first of all, I have to say, Roger, you're a good friend of Shirley Joe's. Shirley handles PR. The wrong way to put it, Shirley actually is the vice president of communications for these two companies. And I have to tell you, I am indebted, my friend, to you for introducing me to those companies. Initially, why were you impressed?
Well, I met Shirley through a friend of mine after coming out of a workshop in January a couple of years ago. I was reluctant to get involved because the company she represented at that time was in Asia, and I was not that interested in Asian companies. I threw 20 questions at her, very difficult questions, rapid fire. She didn't miss on any of them. I was extremely impressed. And when I found out that the company she was talking about then was banking in Singapore and not in China, I said, it's a go. So we had a nice experience with that company with Shirley. Shirley did take another new job after working for this first company for a while, and now she's with ITH and, of course, affiliated with Corvus. And she's a quality person, extremely knowledgeable, and in this business, communication counts for so much. And she speaks clearly and succinctly and has all the answers. I mean, what's better than that? So that's what we need to be successful. We got to have good information.
Exactly. Now, let me tell you why I am more than a little bit intrigued with these two companies. As listeners are aware, because I devoted an entire radio show to this, I was in Alaska a couple of weeks ago, and I visited the majority of the properties for both companies. Okay, that involved a lot of flying in little fixed-wing aircraft. It involved a lot of travel by helicopter, etc. But we got some great video that we will be able to share with you sooner rather than later, and you'll be able to see what it's all about. What impressed me, okay, is the fact that both of these companies have high-quality management. Now, I've been talking a lot about these companies during the last week and a half, and I don't mean to beat a dead horse. And from now on, you're not going to hear any more about them until news actually does come out. But I want to say that I have never seen a management team as large and as qualified as a management team for both Corvus and ITH. Now, that isn't to say that a company like Inova Gold doesn't have a very large, competent management team, because they do. Inova Gold is quite a bit more advanced, let's say, than ITH, and certainly than Corvus, which is an exploration stage company. But let me say, in terms of exploration stage companies, I've never seen one with better management, and I met all of them. Looked him straight in the eye, visited the properties with him. These guys really, really know what they're doing. In terms of Corvus, you know, virtually everybody, starting at the top with Dr. Russell Myers, who's the president, and then, of course, the chairman, Jeff Pontius. Going over to ITH, Jim Comedina, who is the chief executive officer of ITH, and then, of course, Rick Brechtel, who's the president. On down, these are all just great, great people. Carl Hahnemann, involved with ITH, very, very, very sharp people. These guys have been in the mining industry all of their lives, and these guys are, the majority of them are veterans of Anglo Gold, and they have basically started both ITH and then, of course, the spinoff being Corvus. Roger, looking at the charts, let's start out with Corvus. Your opinion?
Well, the Corvus chart looks very attractive. Today, on this Friday, September 2nd, Washington time right now, it's 20 minutes to 12, so the markets are pretty much closed on a pre-holiday. The price is 65 cents Canadian. The thing I like about this chart, they've had a demonstration of some higher prices running between 70 and 85 cents. They sold off on a profit-taking event in gold last May and through the summer. That's typically what happens on the cycles. And then they based out at the 1st of August and started back up. What this did, Al, on the chart, it shows us a very nice cup and handle. The handle has yet to form, so it may be a few days more before we have this breakout past resistance at 65 cents. But I've seen these patterns many times, and more often than not, when you get back to the cup edge of the cup on the right side, the handle forms, and then the stock just takes off. And that's what this one is showing. Also, the volume today is 135,000, which is good.
Okay, now let's go over to ITH. And while I'm chatting here, I want you to pull up the chart on International Tower Hill Mines. About 3 weeks ago, International Tower Hill had backed off to the $7 range. Okay, this stock, by the way, ITH trades on the NYSE American Stock Exchange. So it is not. I mean, it is a major company trading on a major exchange down here. They were trading at the $7 level or thereabouts today, or I should say yesterday, they were trading at approximately $8.10 or thereabouts. The week before, they were about $8.24, so it came down just a little bit, but not very much. And in the total scheme of things, I mean, that's certainly a very, very minuscule amount, just a shade over 1%. What's your comment on the chart for ITH, Raj?
One correction. The code on U.S. dollars and cents is THM.
Okay.
International Tower Hill Mines, THM.
Thank you.
Tom, Harry, Mary.
Thank you.
Okay, on this Friday, this price is U.S. $8.05. The trading range has been from 589 to 10.5. What we've seen lately in the chart, from June we bottomed out and we ran up from 650 to 850, a $2 up. Then we came back down on profit-taking, and we did it again. Only this time, where we stalled at 850 on resistance, and we have consolidated at $8. What does this mean? As a chartist and a technician, it says no more selling from what I can see. We got support now at $8. We have resistance at 850. Since we're coming into the best part of the gold cycle and silver cycle for an up twist, look for a big opening next week. We've got to break through 850 to get it to run. And after that, I think we're off to the races, and it should do quite well.
Well, it really should. I mean, ITH, as I said, it would appear that they have...
THM.
THM. Well, I call it ITH, but that's right, the symbol. But the symbol is THM. But they have what could very well be the second largest deposit in the state of Alaska. They're located, as listeners are aware, because I've been talking about this company ad nauseum, they're located about an hour and a half drive from Fairbanks on an all-weather, you know, paved, et cetera, road infrastructure to a very large extent on the THM property is in. They're very close to a power line. They actually have power in there, but in terms of a major power source, which they're going to need for production, you know, they are very close to that. They've got a great labor force. They have they're in an environment that is very, very pro-mining. People in Fairbanks know all about the mining industry. So, you know, away we go on that one. It is a situation that I like a lot. And the same is true with Corvus. Corvus, by the way, will be coming out with a new 43101 a number at around the end of this month. I have no idea what that number is going to be, but I know they're planning on publishing a new number towards the end of this month. Hopefully we'll be going down to the Corvus property here towards the end of September. And when I say the Corvus property, I mean the one down in Nevada called the North Bullfrog property. Hopefully we'll be going down there and kicking the rocks. But it doesn't matter. I've already written a check, and I already own stock in that company. Okay. Going to be right back with David Morgan. And then in segment 7, Rick Ackerman. Rick has got a real blockbuster in terms of a potential headline that will be coming out next week. Be right back.
Ready to save? Then you're ready for the Super Summer Sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Herbal Healer has been the leader in quality natural supplements for 23 years. Log on to herbalhealer.com and take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on 500 parts per million colloidal silver, the best pharmaceutical grade available and all sizes on sale. Super Male Plex with Uhimbe and Super Fem Plex for summer toning. Buy glucosamine chondroitin 60 caps summer sale priced at only $12. Colon Enhancer 250 caps, summer sale priced at just $18. And if your brain's a little foggy, we have a great supplement on sale called Memory Power. Log on and hit the postcard specials link for more super summer savings at herbalhealer.com. As always, new customers get a free catalog with first order. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature one person at a time.
Alan Olson with Midas Resources, senior gold and silver broker since 1978. Over the last 3,000 years, gold has been a storehouse of wealth and has survived nearly 500 paper fiat currencies. Since the 1970s, the fiat U.S. paper dollar has lost over 90% of its purchasing power and is decreasing every day. With the U.S. government that is bent on reckless spending, gold and silver are your only safe havens of protection for your hard-earned paper dollars. Please contact me, Alan Olson, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 127, with your questions or purchases. Let's work together to preserve your assets. 1-800-686-2237, extension 127. Again, 1-800-686-2237, extension 127.
Are you tired of spending money for metal canning lids year after year? Then stop! Stop buying metal lids and get Tatler reusable canning lids. Made of USDA and FDA approved food grade plastic, Tatler canning lids let you safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single use throwaways that contain BPA, but Tatler canning lids are indefinitely reusable and guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning and contain no BPA. Tatler lids are dishwasher safe, perfect for standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders by phone at 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's 1-877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com. Tatler Reusable Canning Lids, the original since 1976.
Energy, energy, and more energy.
We all need it. Get the energy you need quick through the powers of wild forest extracts. Wild Chagan birch bark are the secrets of the forest, used exclusively by Russian athletes. Wild Chaga is the world's top source of superoxide dismutase, the critical enzyme that blocks the aging process. Chaga is good for your heart and even helps support healthy arteries. Wild birch extract is the top source of betulin, a natural sterol needed by every cell of the body. And healthy cells mean a healthy body and a more powerful you. No wonder it's known as a king of all herbs. Experience real energy and power like you've never dreamed possible. Take Chago Charge Tea with Wild Birch Bark every day and Chagamax capsules to get the energy you need.
You deserve it.
Order today by calling 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. As promised, got David Morgan with me right now, silver-investor.com. I've known David for a lot of years. He's a good guy. He is probably the foremost authority, I would say, right now in the world regarding silver, and it's great to have him on the show. David, I got a question for you. Yesterday, September 2nd, in the markets, we had a big uptick in silver. We had a big uptick in gold. The rationale behind those moves by the pundits, for lack of better terms, was, you know, the job numbers, which came out, they were terrible, basically flat for the entire job creation, was basically flat for the entire month of August. Chatting with Roger on our Kitco audio yesterday, Roger said that from a technical standpoint, in his view, I should say, he was very, very bullish on gold, but he said, I'm even more bullish right now on silver for technical reasons. So what does David Morgan say about that?
I'd say on a really short-term basis, technically, silver does look stronger than gold, and it could get a pretty good rally here, continuing what we've already seen on the second, and it could get up a couple more bucks. That's about all I see, Al, for the very short term. Longer term, I think Roger and I are pretty much on the same page. I see it differently. I see that this rally that we're seeing in gold on the jobs numbers report, et cetera, is good for the gold market on a short term, but I also think that since we've got a parabolic move into gold, they raised the margin requirements, I think there's some back-end and filler consolidation work that needs to be accomplished before gold's going to get much above the $1,900 level. I wouldn't be surprised at all to see gold hit the $1,900 level, in fact, go through it, but be more of a fake-out than a breakout at this point in time. I'm not negative gold. I'm not negative silver. All I'm saying is technically that's what I'm seeing. The seasonality did not work this year. It wouldn't shock me to see these metals have to do a little more work before we see, you know, substantial higher prices and sustainable, I can't speak to it, sustainable higher prices.
Well, I mean, Dave, it's really interesting times right now. I know James Turk came out on record yesterday, Friday, and said that he was looking for $2,000 gold by October 1st and possibly even higher. He was equally as bullish on silver. I got to tell you, I think that we're in such a mess right now, and I'm not talking technical reasons because I am not, as you know, a technician, and I don't claim to be, but I think basically for fundamental reasons, with all the junk that's going on economically and politically around the world, I got to tell you, I'm very, very bullish. And as you know, because of everything that you've taught me about silver, I'm also much more enthusiastic about silver for a variety of reasons. Comments?
Well, fundamentally agreed. But technically, what, you know, if we get some major selling in the overall equity markets, and they're looking weak to me. I've seen a lot of arguments that they're going higher from here. We'll see. Time will tell. These fund managers that manage most of the money in the gold arena on paper, if the general equity market starts to fall off, they're going to pull the trigger on whatever they have in their asset basket that they need to make their margin calls, and that includes the gold market, especially on the highly leveraged paper platforms which they trade. So I'm not ruling out. I'm not making myself right or wrong. I don't really know. But the way I see it technically, the way I see the markets overall and totally, counting the equity markets, the bond market, the currency markets, and the precious metals markets, I will stick to my guns. I think we're going to get a briefer rally here in the metals very, very short term, and I think you're going to need some consolidation. So we'll see. And I'm not worried about being right or wrong. I'm just giving you my best effort, and, you know, time will tell.
Dave, the one thing I like about you is neither one of us have the philosophy that we're the prettiest babies in the nursery. We have the philosophy that what's really important in the end isn't who's right and who's wrong, but the overall truth. And that's one of the reasons I respect you as much as I do. Okay, got a question for you now. The stocks, whether you're talking about silver stocks or gold stocks, really haven't kept up with the commodities. A lot of people, including myself, are predicting that this is going to change dramatically as early as next week, right after the holiday. What do you think about that?
I hope you're right that it changes that quickly. I'm not so sure about the timing, but what I am sure is if people out there that are new to this market want to catch the people that bought silver under $15 and bought gold under $1,000, the best way to do it is buy the underlying equities. These equities are so undervalued. The whole Morgan report that gets published this weekend goes into a lot of things. One of the major efforts that we produced was a series of metrics that by any measure that you care to name that's ethical and straightforward, these stocks are so undervalued. They are screaming to be bought. Now, that doesn't mean that they can't go lower, especially outlining what I just said about the general equity market. But it certainly is time to start accumulating these stocks. And I really can't pound the table hard enough on that one, Al. So, you know, that's my comment on the mining equities.
I got to tell you, David, I agree with you 100%. And I, you know, I have a policy on this particular program where 3 days before I buy and 3 days before or 3 days before I sell a security, I am, I announce that on the show because you and I both are strong believers that front running is immoral. And I certainly don't want to do that. But I have to tell you, I just in the last 30 days or so, I've done that on two occasions. I've on three occasions, I bought a couple of stocks and I sold a stock. And I am feeling very, very strongly that this winter is going to be one heck of a time for equities in the precious metals sector, whether you're talking gold or silver. I don't think you can miss. You know, I don't know what your travel schedule has been like this summer, but we shot a major video over in Idaho that will be up shortly where we talked about the silver market over there with three different companies. I spent a week up in Alaska, and I have to tell you, talking with the company management, senior management of all of these companies, and I was talking, you know, five different companies here, with the sophistication and the education that I'm seeing in the management of these companies, I have nothing but positive feelings, David, about what's going to happen, in the very, very early fall. And I guess you're feeling the same way, and so you're telling your subscribers, look, really, you got to consider coming back into that market. Is that what you're saying?
Well, we haven't, you know, core positions haven't really been changed, but, you know, the trading side has from time to time, obviously. Now, all I'm saying is, yeah, that, you know, this is the best place to put money into the market is in the equity side. And that's very provable. Whether we're picking an exact bottom here or not remains to be seen, but you really can get some great exposure on some of these companies.
I would agree 1,000%, David. Dave, we got a minute left here. Let's talk about your service and your newsletter real quick.
Okay, it's themorganreport.com, all one word, themorganreport.com. If you're not familiar with my work, get on the free email list. We send out a weekly economic update for free. You can also get the 10 Rules of Silver Investing I wrote for the Investing Rules book years ago, and you'll get familiar with my work. I usually also post on that the interviews I do during the week, like this one with Al Corwin. So it's a good way to get a lot of free information. If you're beyond that, you can certainly try a membership subscription for different levels of service that would meet your needs.
David's been doing this for a long time. He's very, very good at it. As I said, he's my go-to guy for silver. We have a banner on our homepage, which will direct you. If you click on that banner, that'll direct you to the Morgan Report. If you're interested in silver, and why the heck would you be listening to this program if you weren't, I strongly suggest you take a look at it. It is one of the best ones out there. Big Al's going to be right back with Rick Ackerman. A bit of a blockbuster interview in what we're going to be talking about. Stick around. We're going to be right back.
To find out more about today's guest, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
Why is it so many people suffer from so many illnesses today? Why don't doctors know how to help you? Could it be that our doctors don't know how because there's a nutrition solution and they only know about drugs? Over 68 diseases are known to be connected to a deficiency of glutathione. The missing ingredient to increasing your body's production of glutathione is cysteine. Raising your glutathione production protects you from cancer, heart disease, Parkinson's, macular degeneration, lung disease, digestive diseases, diabetes, Alzheimer's, ALS, rheumatoid arthritis, and lupus. Nature's richest source of cysteine is unheated whey. Heating can damage much of the cysteine. One World Whey is the first undamaged whey protein powder on the market. Using One World Whey may support optimal glutathione production unlike any other food or supplement you've ever taken. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
We don't need to convince you that the threat of forced entry is on the rise and that your door locks are inadequate. Now you can virtually eliminate the threat of your door being kicked in with the Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel offers standalone door kick-in protection for under $67 and installs in minutes on any door. Turn your home or apartment into a fortress. Get the Door Sentinel at SentinelSecurityGroup.com or call 678-648-6757. The Door Sentinel, always on guard for you.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
You know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health, and most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
All right, segment 7, we got some big, big news for you that was brought to my attention by my next guest, Rick Ackerman. Rick is a very close friend of mine. He's a very good guy, financial wizard. He's been involved in the industry for, gosh, at least as long as I have. This is a bit of a remote. He's sitting on the beach on the Atlantic Ocean in New Jersey right now. So if you hear a little wind in the background, so be it. Rick, you and I were talking earlier off the air today, and you were talking about a rumor that you had heard that the president was going to announce a rather major announcement with his job speech right after the three-day weekend. You described his plan as you understand it to me. My initial reaction was an emotional reaction, and my initial reaction was totally incorrect. I thought about what you had said. I did some research on it. I discussed it with some other people, as you did. And I've got to tell you, I know at this point it's only a rumor, but I'll tell you, buddy, if it happens, this is going to be absolutely an amazing turn of events. I'm going to let you describe it, Rick. Go ahead, buddy.
Well, I know about it really through a friend of mine. He's a financial advisor with UBS, and he talks to some good people. It is hearsay, really, but some good people out there who are somewhat connected think it's going to happen. The idea would be that we'd all get to refi down about 2.5 percentage points from wherever you are now.
On your home mortgage. On your home mortgage.
Right. So if you're paying a 6.5% mortgage now, you get refinanced at 4%, presumably with a not too onerous fee. You know, on a $350,000 mortgage, you'd have an extra $700 or $800 to spend every month. And the interesting thing is that it really wouldn't be a big hit to capital. It would essentially be bondholders now at a 6.5% coupon reduced to something like 4%. And, of course, these mortgage bonds were callable all along, but not necessarily on the basis of a political edict. It was more market forces, but in this case, it may take politics to move it along. So, essentially, you will create a reduced income stream to people who are being – to lenders who are at 6.5% now, but it would be a hit to their cash flow rather than the capital. And, of course, it would free up an enormous amount of money for all homeowners. The amount of the monthly reduction in all individual home mortgage payments would be exactly equal to the income loss suffered by the bondholders.
I'll tell you what's interesting about it. I put this in perspective, and I realized two things. One of them is a bit of a macro issue, and the other one for me is very much of a micro issue. From the macro standpoint, let's assume that your average mortgage, I don't know what it is, but let's say you're talking $350,000 and it goes down $800 a month, okay? What does that do for the federal coffers? You know what it does for the federal coffers? It increases them because mortgage interest is deductible. Okay, now it's no longer deductible. So that $800 a month or thereabouts that Mr. and Mrs. America have deducted up to this point is no longer deductible. The difference, whether you're in a 15, 20, 25, 30, 35% tax bracket, the difference basically would go, number one, into the economy to grow it, and number two, it would increase the revenue of the federal government. How does that relate to Al Corland? Well, you know, we own some rental property, and one of the properties that we own, we have a mortgage on it, and our payment on that is $217 a month based on, you know, the terms of the agreement. Okay, on $217 a month, you take 2.5% off of that, you know, off of that interest amount, or you lower the interest by 2.5%. All of a sudden, Big Al's got $500 in his pocket. Not a bad deal. Very, very simple idea, Rick, but absolutely on the surface appears to be brilliant. Do you agree?
Well, I've never been an Obama supporter, and I've always been very skeptical that anything could really ameliorate the housing crisis, the real estate market. But in this case, you know, you look at it, and on the face of it, it has the potential really to do a lot of good without doing much harm. It's something I would actually vote for, and it's definitely going to be a big vote getter for Obama. I think it's there's a price to pay at some point, and I think that it will ultimately reduce income in a way of taking away from savers a piece of what they might otherwise be reinvesting. So I think in the long run, it's somewhat depressing on the consumer, or it's depressing in a macro sense, but it's really by that amount that's subtracted from the monthly income of, I'm going to say the rich, Al, but strictly speaking, it's not the rich. When you talk about bondholders, it could be, you know, CalPERS holding bonds for someone's retirement plan. So the hit will be socialized. It will be spread over a great many people.
Mm-hmm. Very, very interesting idea, and I have to say my initial reaction was, no, I think you've got to do some more drastic measures. I think you've got to include some real, you know, some measures that would include some very, very definite hardship on everybody's part. This thing on the surface, I got to tell you, there's not a lot of hardship other than for some bondholders, and they're not losing everything, which they could. If our economy went totally upside down, Rick, they could lose everything. I mean, you know, 75% of a pie is better than no percent of a pie, right?
And it'll also have the virtue of freeing up a lot of mortgage paper. You know, if homeowners have their monthly payments reduced by, let's say, a third, then the foreclosure risk is going to go way down, and a lot of people who might be borderline for staying in their homes will be there. You know, they'll be able to keep them at least for foreseeable future.
Isn't that an interesting situation? Boy, I'll tell you, We could be looking next week when the president, if in fact, and I want to stress to everybody listening in, this is just something that we heard from specifically Rick's contacts, okay? Nothing is cast in concrete. It may not ever happen. You may laugh at us because we even aired this thing this weekend, but you know, I got to tell you, I think there's a very, very good chance that it will. And if it does, I think it is basically a major step in the right direction. What effect in your mind, Rick, would this have on the gold and silver markets, however?
I don't think it will affect the gold and silver much. The trends that have been in place are still there. We have a blowout on a global basis of paper money, and it's being reflected in higher prices for gold and silver. The shakeouts have been brutal because I think everybody sort of caught on to the bull markets in gold and silver. Not that we're anywhere near the manic blow-off that's going to happen at some point. But in any case, I think gold and silver will continue on their way higher. But, you know, as far as the consumer economy and the U.S., the fundamental U.S. economy, it's a good deal. It's win-win.
It would really appear to be. How about in terms of the domestic market? What do you think, or not the domestic, but the conventional market in terms of the Dow, you know, as measured by the Dow, what do you think there?
Well, I think it'll be the banks can genuinely breathe a sigh of relief, and I think it'll be a net positive for the market. But it'll be interesting because on a cyclical basis, I'm really pretty bearish here, and I think the bear market has begun anew as of July. So it should be interesting, but it should add buoyancy to the market at the very least.
So,
and certainly buoyancy to treasuries and other types of fixed incomes that are not callable.
So what you're saying basically is the overall effect on the conventional markets would be positive.
Absolutely.
Yeah, interesting situation. Well, I got to tell you, Rick, I really appreciate you, you know, you willing to discuss this in a public forum such as this one. And I got to tell you guys out there, you know, one of the reasons that Rick is such a valuable friend and such a valuable guest on the show is he's not afraid to stick his neck out, okay, number one. And number two, that has proven to be very, very beneficial for his subscribers. If you want more information on Rick's newsletter, Rick's Picks, click on the banner on our website. You know, it's right near the top of the site. I got to tell you, it's a really, really good one. This is information that you cannot get from your mainstream papers. Now, I want to say we're recording this late Friday afternoon. The show airs on the weekends on Saturday. Who knows? The news may break tomorrow. But you know what? I have to tell you, I don't think it will. I think the president is going to keep this in his back pocket for a little while. I have to say that what a turn of events this would be. Stick around. Big Al is going to be right back.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy. The best you can buy.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Local Army Navy surplus stores are hard to find these days, but not military-issue supplies. They're right here online at mainmilitary.com. That's right, just like the state, M-A-I-N-E, military.com. We have everything for true, total preparedness. MaineMilitary.com is not a typical website. It has much more than your old surplus store. Quality military-issue survival gear like canteens, mess kits, utensils, gas masks, filters, and chemical suits, magnesium fire-starting tools, strike anywhere, waterproof, and storm matches, first aid kits, splints, tourniquets, parachute 550 cord, military manuals, sandbags by the bale, and a huge Molly assortment of vests and pouches for every need. Call 207-989-6783, 207-989-6783, or visit mainmilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E military.com, the main name in military supply.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Okay, welcome back here to wrap up the show. Got my buddy Grant Williams with me right now. You heard him yesterday on the Daily Editorial. You've heard him on some of my Kitco audios in the past. This guy is really bright. You know, we're going to talk a little bit right now about people not realizing how bad things are and the similarity between what's going on in the United States and what has been going on in Japan for the past 20 years or so. You know, Grant, in your latest newsletter, you talked about the people of Pompeii. You know, they're sitting on a very, very explosive situation with the volcano, and the leaders are telling people, you know, it's okay, don't worry about it. The volcano ended up erupting, and thousands of people were killed in that situation. Well, that's a great analogy to what's going on right now, I would have to say, in the United States and probably most of the Western world, right?
Yeah, no, absolutely. I mean, it's remarkable. You know, as they say, you know, history never repeats, but it rhymes. And you know, whenever you look through history, you can see stuff that that just relates so much to what's going on today. And, you know, the Vesuvius analogy, I was reading something and I saw that it was the 1932nd anniversary of the eruption of Pompeii last week. And, things like that make you think when you sit there and a terrible situation that looms over you every day just becomes something you get used to. It doesn't make it any less dangerous. And that's the problem, because you just kind of get used to this. You go about your normal business. And I think, you know, we're in a similar situation now. I mean, you know, we're not going to see molten lava falling down around our ears. But, you know, it sounds kind of alarmist to talk about, you know, the Western financial system imploding. But, you know, it really feels, what with the problems in the U.S. and the problems in Europe, which, you know, particularly, in my opinion, is where the next disaster is going to come from, it really feels that way, like we're on the verge of something pretty bad happening, that people are just kind of sitting there whistling past the graveyard.
Well, they are doing that exactly, you know, and yesterday, Friday, was a good example of, you know, a whole bunch of dramatic events coming together, and, you know, and look what happened in the markets yesterday. Now, earlier on in your newsletter, the latest one that I've got here, you're talking about an article that a fellow by the name of John Makin wrote for the American Enterprise Institute for Public Policy Research, and it was entitled Japan's Disastrous Keynesian Experiment. You know, and as you say, reading it now 15 years later, it's hard to decide whether it's amusing or terrifying. Here's a quote from that article. Japan has taken the first step toward economic recovery by demonstrating that massive Keynesian public works projects can produce only temporary faster demand growth. Okay, let's talk about that.
Yeah, I mean, it was. I came across this piece, and you know, as I read it, my jaw just dropped because, you know, with the best will in the world to Mr. Makin, I mean, you know, he wrote a piece that was basically trying to dig out the reasons for Japan being in such a terrible, terrible slump. And unfortunately, 15 years later, he used the example of America at the time to demonstrate, you know, how badly Japan has screwed up. But when you sit here in, you know, 2011 and read about this paper, it's staggering. You know, America back then in 1995, 1996 was a powerhouse economy. You know, interest rates were looking good. They had plenty of cash. Everything was great. And yet here we are 15 years later, and the parallels between the U.S. circa 2011 and Japan circa the mid-90s are terrifying. They really are.
Well, the obvious question is, do you think we're going to get off that track and do it right?
Well, funny enough, I was living in Japan in 1989 when the Nikkei hit the high and when the bubble popped. And you know, the feeling in Japan was that, you know, the place could do anything. They could rule the world. They really did believe that, and it felt that way. And the real estate market there was insane at the time, and you know, everybody kind of knew it, but they thought it would go up forever. I mean, the parallels are eerie, and the problem that Japan's had for the last, you know, 20 odd years is this intense, deeply ingrained unwillingness to face the real problems and take the action that needs to be taken to redress the balance. And you know, as much as that's not such a cultural problem in America as it has been in Japan for a long, long time, politically, you know, the group of people that sit in Congress, in the House, in the States, are similarly unwilling to take the tough measures that need to be taken to fix things. You know, in Japan, they pumped trillions of yen into the bank balance sheets to stop them going under. You know, hey presto, here we are 15 years later, and they're doing exactly the same in the U.S. And while people in the U.S. seem to think, hey, it can't happen here, you know, they're following the Japan playbook almost to the letter. And there are some, you know, if you look at a chart of the Nikkei lagged 15 years against the chart of the S&P now, you would be staggered at how close they are. And that's the problem, is that the U.S. is following the Japanese playbook almost to the letter, despite it obviously not working.
Here's a $1 million question, and I know that all of our listeners are very, very concerned about this. What do people need to do to protect themselves in your mind, Grant?
Well, Al, it's a difficult thing because, you know, it's a very simplistic thing to say, look, you know, hard assets, gold, silver are protection, and they are. You know, they absolutely are, and they've proved that over the last 10 years. I keep saying to people when I bang the drum about gold and silver that, you know, you have to get into your heads that it's not so much gold and silver going up as money going down, and that's what's happening. You know, gold isn't climbing. It's just the dollar and the euro and the yen. All these currencies are just being devalued. So, you know, just by sitting still with gold, you know, it is protecting you. You know, the problem comes with the fact that always and everywhere, governments the world over change the rules in the middle of the game. And you know, the same way FDR confiscated gold back in the 1930s, you know, it's a very unlikely situation that they do it again, but you know, you have to be aware and you have to be prepared for the fact that, you know, the rules can change at any time. You know, the best way for you to protect yourself at the moment is undoubtedly gold and silver, but yet we see people just pouring into government bonds. You know, the only bubble in the world at the moment is government bonds. You know, people are lending money to the U.S. government for 2 years for, you know, what it is now, 16, 18 basis points. To a sovereign nation that's lost its AAA rating and has a balance sheet full of all the toxic mortgages that nearly brought the banking system down 3 years ago. But that reflex reaction to flee to the quote-unquote safety of the bond market, you know, it's going to cause a lot of people a lot of trouble. And the U.S. isn't the only place. You know, Japan have managed to finance their bond buying domestically, but, you know, at some point those savings are going to run out. European bonds are in the same situation. The ECB balance sheet is chock full of Greek bonds that have been placed as collateral. Now they've got $80 billion in Greek bonds. They're buying Italian and Spanish bonds hand over fist. So they're just deteriorating the quality of their balance sheet. The UK is not much better. I mean, it's a very, very serious situation, and you know, bonds are not the answer right now.
What are you guys investing in, Greg?
Well, you know, we think the bond market is a bubble waiting to pop, but the difficult thing is working out when it's going to pop, because, you know, these guys can keep this going for a fair while, and, you know, you can be wrong for a little while, and it can get expensive. You know, yields can go from a crazy 2% to a ridiculous 1.75%. There's no reason they can't do that, because people are frightened, and when people are frightened, they do what they feel they've been conditioned to do, and that has always been to move to the bond market. You know, gold is something that people don't understand. They see it as a trade. They see it as a bubble, when really it's just a means of holding your wealth in a different form. You know, whether you stick your cash in the bank earning 0%, or you hold a physical asset that's yours free and clear in a safety deposit box at 0%, you know, I know which way I'd rather go. So, you know, we're looking at precious metals. The mining stocks in particular are starting to look very, very cheap. They've underperformed the metal, and I think once the realization dawns on people that gold isn't a bubble per se, but it's something that, until some material changes are made on the other side of the coin and governments start getting their, you know, fiscal houses in order, gold is going to keep going higher as money goes lower. And at that point, you know, suddenly these gold stocks, the mining stocks, look like the cheapest stocks in the world. You know, we've seen a couple of analysts upgrade their long-term gold forecasts recently, and you only have to plug in a higher gold number into your assumptions for some of these gold miners, and they really do look like they're being given away at these prices. Right now, the difference between where the forward curve is to 2015 and the average analyst evaluation of where the gold price will be at the same time, the difference is almost $700. So, you know, the people who are buying the physical gold are telling you it's going to trade at, you know, $700 premium to where the analysts are valuing in their forecast. So, you know, it's no wonder that suddenly, you know, the gold stocks are on everybody's radar. So, you know, we're looking at gold stocks. You know, we see value in selective equities, but I think you have to be prepared to take a long-term view. I mean, things that are cheap can get cheaper. But, you know, it feels as though companies per se are actually doing pretty well. It's, you know, they've got cash. The balance sheets, they've kind of spent the last 3 years cleaning them out as they've transferred a lot of the problems onto the government balance sheet. So, you know, from a stock perspective, we see selective value there. We see companies that will buy back their own stock. We see companies that are sitting there waiting to be taken over.
I agree 1,000%. You guys have a wonderful weekend.
The Corlin Economics Report is produced for A.B. Corlin and Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guests by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Corlin, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Corlin Economics Report.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.